Hello, Communitarians, and welcome to The Voice with your fearless leader in Control 88. We do the same things we normally do, except we do it with our mouths. Gaming sure does move fast, doesn't it? At the tender age of 22, I already feel like an old man shaking his fist against the coming tides of change sweeping away a bygone era at times. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a retro gamer or one of these people who will try to convince you the 8-bit generation could even hold a candle to the pulsating neon thundercock of the Xbox 360 and its ilk, but I often find myself craving the simplicity of an earlier day. Case in point, I tried installing Dawn of War 2 Chaos Rising on my computer the other day. It was a birthday gift from a friend, so despite having been up until 4:30 a.m. the same morning participating in one of the most monstrous D&D marathon sessions I've ever experienced, I woke a little past 8 a.m. in an eager rush to try out the spoils of my Survival Day bounty. I remember when I was young, adults would always assume I was some kind of computer hacker because I played video games. They didn't understand that the only process required to play games at that time was inserting a disk and running the program. I missed those days. I miss feeling like Matthew Lillard in Hackers because I could play Duke Nukem. Not the case anymore. When I inserted the Dawn of War disk into my computer, I was treated to a brief rundown of what would be required by the installation process. This is where I began to get suspicious. The process was huge and involved the installation of Steam and the creation of both Steam and Windows Live accounts. I'd never thought about getting Steam in the past. In my experience, Steam exists so people can talk about all the great deals available on Steam, but very rarely do I ever hear of anyone actually making any purchases. And when they do, it's for bundles of time killer games at bargain basement prices. I've got all the Robot Unicorn Attack I want on Facebook, so I've never felt the need to indulge. I was incredulous at first. Surely you didn't need Steam to run the game. Perhaps it was required for some multiplayer component, but seeing as I held the disc with all the game information on it in the palm of my hand, surely I could do something as mundane as play offline campaign mode without Steam. Negative. Without being logged into both Steam and Windows Live, you can do nothing, I repeat, nothing in this game. I couldn't get my head around that. But I didn't hate the idea of Steam in principle, and I was pretty sure I already had a Windows Live account, so I proceeded anyway. I loves me some Dawn of War, after all. So I installed Steam, then I was asked to make a Steam account. Then I had to update Steam. Then I had to update something called the Steam Platform. Then I installed the game itself. Then I waited for the game itself to update. Then I was prompted to create a Windows Live account. I put DeltaSoul88 as a username and was given VoraciousCoast6 as a gamer tag. I fixed it. After all this, I loaded up the game and sat through all the opening credits and movies as you're obliged to do the first time you boot the thing up, and at long last I arrive at the game's start menu. A Chaos Space Marine glowers at me, brandishing sword and pistol like a fucking cyber boss, begging me to lead his armies to victory against the Tyrant Imperium of Man. I'm oh so eager to oblige, so I click campaign and am surprised to be prompted for my Windows Live account information. The game was serious when it said it wouldn't fucking budge without that. So I type it in, and the game attempts to download my account information. This process is interrupted yet again by another process telling me there is an update available for Windows Live and asking me if I'd like to download it. I hate to digress again here, but I think I've pretty much established this as a fully fledged rant now, so I can do whatever the hell I want. I like to call attention to the absurd choices these processes like to give you, a system of tonsil rage-inducing that makes me want to snap the CD tray off my laptop and throw it out in the wilderness to fend for itself. Do you want to install new updates for Windows Live now? Fuck no! Well, fine, we just won't let you play the game or open any of the menus. How about Steam? Would you like to download that? Not really! Fantastic! Have fun with your $20 coaster! Back to the point. Of course, the Windows Live update keeps telling me it's completed, but when I log back into the game, the entire process starts all over again, asking me to input my live information, starting to download the info, and then prompting me to update. I figured maybe it was just a multiple patch scenario, but I've done it about 5 times now to no avail. There's really no punchline here, people. I just wish I could have the old days back when you popped in a disc and sat through the aggravating 10 to 15 minute installation times and then played the game you purchased. Thanks for indulging me. I can always count on you guys to soothe the ever-burgeoning rage and quiet the voices for at least a brief spell. This has been The Voice with your fearless leader in Control 88. Until next time, keep trolling Steam for the best deals you'll never buy, and keep trolling the community for the best stories you'll ever read.